Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, steady trying to be about the business too, y'all. I'm doing all I can. But you know what's crazy? In the efforts that I make, I can do more. You know, my father used to tell me something when I was growing up. He said, son, when you've done your best and you've done all you can, sit still for a second and just do a little bit more. Always remember that. He said, when you've done the best you can and you can done all you can think of, he say, sit still for a minute and do some more. And you know what I've discovered in my life? I always have a little more. I ain't ever just out. Completely. I can't take another step. There ain't another breath in me. There ain't another thought I can produce. I'm never completely out, man. Just take a rest for a minute, man. And then just do a little bit more. And that I can't tell you how many times that's helped me get over the top. You know, I was watching a documentary about people climbing Mount Everest and how difficult climbing Mount Everest was. And how they have on the hill something called like a death zone or killing zone where the majority of people run out of oxygen and they have to turn back. Well, what's crazy is it's right in view of the summit. You can actually see the top of Mount Everest from there. But it's that little bit that's left that's just most difficult. Now, I forgot all the reasons why they said most people don't make it from there and more people have lost their lives in that area. I don't know what it is. But the people that make it to the top of Mount Everest, they all had to go through that same zone or that same area. But they had a little bit more that allowed them to get to the top. You know, a lot of people have had accidents up there trying that, so I'm not even really sure if Mount Everest analogy is a good one. But let's just break it down a little bit more. Let's just talk about life. There's a poem I learned back when I was pledging. It's called Don't Quit. The author's unknown, but the poem was called Don't Quit, and I had to memorize it. I memorized this poem when I was 18, 19. But the poem stayed in my head. I'm going to try to remember it right now. I'm going to gonna say it for you, but there's a stanza in it that talks about how many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. You know, that's a stanza that always sticks out in my mind. I'm going to say, I can memorize one. Hold on, right. Okay, this is the poem. The author is unknown. The name of the poem is Don't Quit. It goes like this. If I make a mistake, I'm just trying to drum it up. So here we go. It says, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when your funds are low and your debts are high, when you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when cares are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. For life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us must sometimes learn. And many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out. It's your silver tint of your clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. Okay, I remembered it. Cool. I remembered it because I had a special method of helping you remember stuff back then, but I remembered it. And that poem right there has kept me a lot of times. You know, we often talk about scripture and everything, and I don't see how I could live without it. But every now and then, man, somebody has a writing. God puts a writing on somebody's heart that delivers a message, man, that can help people. I use every motivational tool that I possibly can to climb this ladder of success or try to be the best father and the best husband I can be. I've done a lot of changing over the years, and so have you. But change is necessary in order to grow. If you don't make changes, folks, you can't grow. I was a young man on my set. I kept looking at him, man, a sharp little young dude just on my set. And he had these dreads, and I mean, they were super long, man. They were well below the middle of his back. I mean, they were just long. And he kept talking to me. Now, I know somebody gonna take this the wrong way, but this is my story, so, you know, feel how you want to feel. I already know the emails is coming. You talking about it? So young man kept talking to me, and I said, hey, man, you know, you do your huge self a favor in the business you in if you got a haircut. You would do yourself a huge favor. I said, your image is everything, man. I said, you keep stopping me in the hallway to try to tell me what you're doing, what you are. But all I see is your hair. And I keep trying to figure out what you're doing with all that hair, man. Now, you can feel how you want to feel, but I'm like an employer. I employ people. So when I'm walking through the hallway and I try to think of you traveling with me and you sitting in a meeting with me, I try to imagine you in your suit sitting there talking business with me. And so just like other employers are, I'm just having a real story with you. So I said, man, you ought to consider cutting your hair. He said, man, Mr. Harvey, I've been growing this hair since I was a little boy. I said, how old are you now? He said, 28. I said, well, how long you want to hang on to what you was when you was a little boy? You know, if you started growing your hair when you were a teenager, I mean, you're 28 now. And I said, so let me help you understand something. Let me ask you something. What does it do for you? He said, man, it's just who I am. I said, so you your hair? He said, no, but it's a part of me. I say, that part of you that you're hanging on to, what does it do for you? I just like it. Well, dog, I like ice cream. But if I hang on to ice cream and eat ice cream every single day, my body gonna reflect that. And the dude you see on TV gonna be a little bit fatter and a little bit fatter. Now, I already ain't the cat's meow when it come to looking at. So now you start busting out of these suits. I said, I got a problem. He said, man, so you don't hang on to nothing you did when you was young? I said, I probably do, man, but I've tried to shed the majority of it as I've gotten older. I can't think of anything I used to do at 15 that I still even really care about right now. The other day I was walking through the hallway, and he said, Mr. Harvey, and I turned around. He had a haircut. I didn't even know the cat. He looked so different. He was so groomed. He looked so just vibrant, man. He had this big smile on his face. He said, Mr. Harvey, I wish I had done this a long time ago. And, you know, I'm just saying that to say this, man. What is it that you're hanging on to that you don't want to let go of that's prohibiting you from being what all you can be? See, it's hard to be what all you can be if you want to keep being all you was. Don't that make sense to you? So I can't tell you how many times I've had to change. Change is necessary to grow. You can't be all you can be if you want to keep hanging on to all you was. That don't make no sense. How do you go forward if you keep going backwards? You can't stay here and go there. Do you understand that? If you want to go over there, you must remove yourself from right here. All I got right here is comfortable. I got right here is safe. But over there is where the shade is. Over there is where the fruit is. Over there is where the opportunity is. Over there is where the mountain of gold is. So why you stuck on here? You got to leave here to go over there. You can't be all you can be if you want to stay stuck on who you was. Change is growth is necessary, y'all. Let's go.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the ride. It is the nephew, Tommy. Production. Welcome to the ride. The nephew is here holding it down. Uncle Steve is out, but I am in.
Yeah, he's on his way to the Philippines.
He's en route to the Philippines to do Miss Universe. I wish I was going. I probably wouldn't come back if I went down there. But that's just me, though. But anyway, good morning to you. Shirley, Carla, what's happening?
Morning, nephew. Morning, Carla. Morning, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Good morning, crew. Good morning. You talking about you on your way to the Philippines.
I'm not. He is.
Oh, Junior's
if
gone
you
too.
Were on your way.
I wouldn't. I would just be a one-way ticket. Yes.
Mm. Is she listening this morning, your wife?
Mm-mm,
obviously not. Oh, yeah, obviously okay. Not. That okay. Ignorant stuff that just came out of his mouth.
Girl, it just be flowing.
I know.
Y'all want to hear
like
some ignorant that I did?
That you can't turn off.
What?
I did some ignorant stuff this morning.
What?
What you do?
Okay, I get dressed. Because, you know, I'm always putting on my running gear because I'm going to run as soon as we get off work.
Uh-huh. And then go eat.
And then go eat. Of course.
Crazy.
Right.
Afterwards, yeah.
So I'm rushing and I'm getting dressed and then I get in the truck. I say something don't feel right. Uh-huh. Then I pull on down the street. I said something really doesn't feel right. Guess what?
What?
I was in my drawers. I hadn't put no shorts on. I hadn't put no running. I was like, I got the top on, but I ain't got the bottom on. I was rushing. I was in my drawers. I had drove down the street.
No, you didn't.
Yes. I said, okay, let's go back and get some clothes.
Were you in a hurry? Did you wake up late?
I just was not paying attention. Is that something when y'all getting dressed in the morning that holds you up? Like, when you're getting dressed in the morning, is this something like that just...
Yeah, the shower. Oh. The shower for me.
Oh, yeah, because we have to shower to wake up.
Yeah, that's what wakes me up.
Right.
I don't care if I wake up late. You got to get in the shower.
You
got to
do it.
I just overstay my welcome in the shower because it feels so good. In the morning, it's warm, you know, it's hot, whatever. Well, but, yeah, that's what holds me up.
Do you have your clothes laid out?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't. I'm I lay my clothes out.
See, that's my problem sometimes.
No, I lay my clothes out, yeah. Because
no, see, Shirley.
I have to.
Yeah. Her and Steve. I think Steve does the same thing.
Yeah. I have
to. Oh, well, he's, because when he don't, he's come to work with some crazy stuff on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't lay my stuff out. I run right out the shower, put on that robe, be in the closet, throwing stuff.
And it's hard, man.
See, I hate that because
that's why I come to work, y'all be like, morning.
I can't fit
that.
If you comfortable with it, come on in here.
That's too much thinking in the morning. What am I gonna wear? What am I gonna wear? It's
I
too
just,
much.
I don't know. Mm. I'm so tired at night, you know.
Yeah.
I'm too tired to lay it out, Shirley. So
me
then,
too. That's what I mean.
So then in the morning, I'm in there just tearing the whole closet up, trying to figure out what I'm gonna do today.
That's one thing I do have to lay my clothes up. The other thing is sometimes makeup takes a minute longer than it should. I forget I'm going to work. You know, I'm doing all this extra stuff, lashes, you know, all that.
Oh, like, you put your lashes on every morning?
Well, you know, I have strips. Sometimes they stay, but if they don't, I have to put a new set on.
How long does that take?
It doesn't take long, but you know, you prefer to just for them to just be on.
I bow down to y'all. Y'all got too much going
on. Well, Shirley's good at doing things like that. I have to just go get mine done every 2-3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
No way. I'll put my eye out, try to put the lashes on. I'll be so blind. Y'all be like, what do you had a patch over your eye?
But the secret
well, y'all ain't
is
never
that
did what I did this morning,
mirror,
though?
Carla, I told you.
Huh?
Magnifying mirror.
I have that.
Oh, well, never mind.
What
okay,
else
what,
got?
Tommy?
I got all that.
What, nephew?
Now what?
She said, I'm still going down here to the last place. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, y'all ain't never done what I did?
What are you talking about?
Have you ever been down halfway down the street and just realized you was in your panties? You ain't never done that?
No.
No, Precious.
No, baby. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I got that from Shirley, Precious.
Yeah, no. I've forgotten my phone and I had to go back.
Yeah, that
done
I do
that
all the time. Y'all know I do that all the time.
Yeah, stuff like that, but never. I remember when I was pregnant with Sheridan, I took the, and I never do this, well, I was doing it back then, but I had the, I was going out, so I was going to take the garbage out with me.
Mm.
And so I had that, the garbage, the keys, my bag and everything. So I got in the car and, you know, all of a sudden I was like, dang, what is that smell in here? What does my car smell like this?
You put it in the truck.
Yeah. I looked in the back seat. There was the garbage just sitting up there like a passenger. Only thing was missing was the seatbelt around the garbage. So I got to work, and I had to throw it away. Yeah, but, you know, you are a lot of times forgetful when you're pregnant and stuff like that.
I can't.
Yeah, I've done that before, but no.
I can't leave my phone, though. Oh, no. I miss work. My phone can't just stay at the house.
Why?
I'll be in divorce court. My phone can't just be sitting there on the nightstand.
Still. We're here with that.
Thank
you being
God,
divorce court.
Listening.
How long have you been married? When's your anniversary?
I don't know. When is?
Wasn't it around the hood?
Do y'all remember when
we announced it?
It was July. When was June?
Was it in the fall or the summer? I'm gonna need you to know, though. Of all the people talking right now,
it's in my phone. I texted it to myself. I did text it to myself.
Oh, it was in. It's in your phone. Well, thank God.
But you can't have my phone, though.
But Shirley, your husband. Shirley, your husband. He knows the anniversary date.
Because it's his birthday.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Because I test my husband every now and then. I said, "When is our anniversary?" And he'll go, "In August." And I'll say, what day? It's not in the beginning of the month. I know that. I said, you don't know our anniversary date. And then he'll look around, and then he'll try to narrow it down. It's not the second week. And then he tried to...
No, Nesto does know that. He remembers that stuff better than I do. He does.
Well, he's slick, though. He done put it on his birthday. Uh-huh. You can remember that.
Yeah, that was a smart move.
He remembers, he remembers those important dates. I'm happy about that. That's good. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. He remembers my birthday. Tasha remembers my birthday. But the anniversary, I have to throw little hints. You know our anniversary is coming up.
I know.
Just a lie. You ain't got a lot of
cream. You didn't know until I just brought it up. Well, coming up, speaking of just bringing up things, We're going to do Steve something funny in honor of Steve not being here. We have this funny clip. Patti LaBelle has been in the news a lot lately with her desserts and stuff like that. We're going to revisit when James Wright Chanel put her sweet potato pie on the map.
Patti!
We'll tell you something new from Patti as well. We'll be back.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. As promised, we talked about Patti LaBelle before we went to break. She's more popular now almost for her desserts than she was. Well, no, I can't say that. I can't. Because her career is so long. It's so brilliant. It's so wonderful.
Come on now.
She didn't sing. She sang. Yes. So anyway, we're going to James Wright Chanel, when Patti started making her sweet potato pies, we didn't really know about him until we didn't even know this guy, James Wright Chanel. So he came along and did this YouTube video about Patti's
put
pies.
Put it on the map.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Well, we're going to play that when we come back for Steve.
Now, why are we doing that? What's happening?
Because Patti has a brand new dessert, baby.
All right, Patti.
Yes. Patti!
Yes.
Everybody get up.
All right, here we go. If you want to know what put these pies on the map, it was James Wright Chanel.
What pies?
Patti's pies.
Right now.
Here we go.
On my own. Why did it end this way?
If anybody know Patti LaBelle, tag her in the video. Patti!
Whoa! Yeah! Turned into Patti. You turned into Patti after eating this. Patti.
He's eating the pie.
How is it that two people who laugh together
go to Walmart and buy the Patti LaBelle pie? Oh, my friend. I never knew until then, but I know now.
Remember when he was trying to open up the Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie box? He was like, Patti,
some Gorilla Glue?
What did you glue this with? Some Gorilla Glue? I can't get it. It was funny.
He was cussing?
Yes. But he helped Patti LaBelle sell, 2.5 million pies?
Telling you.
Yeah, so now.
So what's she got now?
Okay, we love sweet potato pie, right?
All day long.
All day. Mm-hmm. What was our other favorite dessert? Banana pudding. Patti LaBelle, ladies and gentlemen, her new banana pudding in Walmart. So you want to check that out.
Is he doing that? Is he doing that commercial?
He should, because it would certainly help. He should, yeah. He
Patti! Should.
I'm just so proud of Patti, though, because, you know, she has a great singing career. You know, we all knew she could cook. She came out with her cooking shows, her cookbooks. And now she's doing it for real with the sweet potato pies. I tried to get some of her sweet potato pies for Christmas. Not a one. I went to about 6 Walmarts. Not a one.
You know, Patti stays out there. I mean, think about it. Different world. Patti was putting it down a different world. Yeah. Remember, she was the mother for Dwayne's mom. Remember?
Dwayne Wayne's
character.
Wow. Yeah. I remember that. Okay.
Oh, man. Patti, go back to
here's
Soldier Story.
Here's that Gorilla Glue line. Hold on.
Buying this pie, it's hard to get in this. Patti, what you sell this with? Gorilla Glue? Patti. Oh, there we go. Come on, Patti. You better come out. Come on, Patti.
You better come out. I love
How is it that two people who laugh together
go to Walmart and buy the Patti LaBelle pie? Oh, my friend. I never knew until then, but I know now.
I love it.
He's so cute.
Shirley, is the banana pudding out now?
It's out. It is out. You can get it in Walmart right now. The vanilla wafers, all of that. The pudding, all of that. It's right there for you, Walmart. Mm-hmm.
So I get the pudding and the sweet potato.
That's right.
Dessert is set. You're good.
See, that's what I do after I run, Carla. I run, then I do stuff like that.
We know you eat so crazy.
I'm going to get me a video. I'm going to run with the sweet potato in my hand.
Patti!
In one hand, banana pudding in the other one. All right, coming up, run that prank back from the nephew.
Yay.
We'll be back.
On my own.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right. Prank phone call coming up. What you got, nephew?
Do you want something stupid this morning?
Yeah.
Can we do this? Can I be stupid all morning? Is that
really a question, though, for real?
Just feel like it's just time for stupidity to come back into the show. Do you mind if I be stupid this
all
morning?
Good.
You going to do it anyway,
all
do
good.
You, baby?
Mm. Okay.
It's hard for you not to.
Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news.
So and after Miss Ann,
that'll smooth
most
it out.
Stupid.
Yeah, that'll smooth it out a little bit.
Mm. Okay.
You don't have to balance me. Prank call up next. I promise you it'll be stupid.
Run it back, baby.
Hello? Hello? I'm trying to... Charles? I'm looking for a Charles.
Yeah, this Charlie.
I'm sorry, this who now?
This Charlie. How can I help you?
Hey, listen,
Who am I speaking with?
I'm sorry, this is Scotty, man. I'm house sitting for Rita.
Okay. Yeah. She told me she was going out of town. What can I do for you, brother?
How far y'all down the way, man? Y'all, I'm in a house, 4 or 5 houses?
Yeah, I think, let's see. Yeah, we 4 houses down.
Okay. Now, she left me a number, man. Left me y'all number, and then she left Miss Doris' number. I tried to call Miss Doris, but then nobody answered the phone.
Yeah, she normally in church around this time. Rita said she was going to be gone for a minute, so you say you down there?
Right. And she told me if I got an emergency or anything that I could reach out to y'all and call y'all.
Right.
Okay. Are you busy right now, man?
Well, actually, I'm in the middle of cooking my wife some dinner and got some meat on the grill, but other than that, you know.
Okay, I mean, are you able to help me out with something right quick, or you got time for that?
Well, like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking. If it's something I can help you with, I don't mind coming down there and showing you or doing whatever it is that we need to do.
Okay. Charlie, would you happen to have any paper, man?
Any paper?
Yeah.
I think I got some newspaper. What you trying to do?
No, not no newspaper. I mean some paper. You got some paper?
What, notebook paper?
No, see, man, listen. Charlie, my name is Scotty, man. I know you don't know me. I done got myself in a little situation here down here at Rita House, man. I'm in a situation. I actually am in the bathroom, man, and it ain't no paper in here, dog.
So you saying you want me to bring you some toilet paper?
I mean, if you don't mind, dog, I'm sitting here, my legs ain't got numb, I can't even feel my whole lower body, man, from butt down, I can't feel nothing, man, my feet, everything that went to sleep on me.
Hold up. Babe, this dude down here at Rita House saying he want me to bring him some paper because he didn't got numb sitting on the toilet. Man, look at here, bro. I'm in the middle of cooking. I wish I could help you, but, you know,
well, I mean,
I can't come
here. You ain't about 4 hours down. Can you just run down here right quick? I'm at the back door open.
I say, man, I understand all that you're saying. But like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking for my wife. We having a little special occasion because our kids and stuff gone, and I can't just leave her like that just to come bring you no paper. Now, what I can tell you to do is if Rita got one of them towels or something
I'm
that you like to
I'm not going to use no towel, man. I'm not using nobody towel. Like, that's disrespectful, man.
Okay. Hey, but lower your voice. Man, you calling me to help you, and you acting like I caused you to not have no.
I understand.
You
okay.
Supposed to have
okay,
some
Charlie,
in the bathroom
Charlie,
when
I got
you go
that.
In there.
All I'm asking for, just it ain't gonna take no more than 2-3 minutes. Run down here right quick and bring the paper, man, and then you get on back to your dinner.
Well, what you need to do, bro. You said you had an emergency. I thought the house or the dog had got out or you had locked yourself out the house. But I'm not gonna come down there and bring you no paper because that don't sound like an emergency. That sound like some personal. And furthermore, you in the bathroom, just jump your out your clothes and get in the shower and wipe your.
No, I'm not finna, dog. That's like I said, I'm numb right now, man. I need some help if
so,
you don't
so
mind.
So you want
man.
Me to come down there, bring you some toilet paper, pick your numb. You can't get up out the toilet if I would to help you. Legs is dead.
That's why I'm trying to tell you, I'm in an emergency, man.
Okay, well, that, like I said, man, that don't sound like an emergency. That seems like a little quick fix. Get your drawers and wipe your with your drawers. Throw them. Way go get you some more. I mean, I'm not finna walk 4 houses down there to bring you some toilet paper. Your legs numb. How you gonna get up and open the door?
The back door is open. All you gotta do is come in here and reach in here and pass me a roll of paper, man. That's all I'm asking you to do, Mr. Charlie.
I understand that, but I'm not finna come down there and bring you no paper. I'm not finna bring you.
Man, bring me some damn paper down here, man. Show you my body, man.
Say, man, who the hell you think you hollering at? You need me. I don't need you.
Well, won't you do something, man? You see I'm sitting here in a situation? Now, Rita left y'all number that y'all will help me while I'm down here house watching, man.
This here crazy, baby. Man, what the wrong with you? You gonna call me asking me to bring you some newspaper? I told you that I was on in the middle of fixing me and my wife some dinner, and you come calling me talking about some paper, man. I don't want to hear no about no, and I ain't coming down there to bring you no paper, man. Hello.
Charlie, is you gonna bring this paper, man?
Man, look, like I told you before, I ain't finna bring you no paper down there. We don't wipe no on this street.
Hey, hold on, man. You can't just leave me here and I'm numb like this.
But I'm not gonna come bring no grown man no toilet paper because he irresponsible when he go into the restroom. You too wrong for that.
This is a situation, though. This is an emergency, man.
Man, that don't sound like no emergency. That sound like a personal problem that you got going on.
Damn,
I told you before
when I get off of here, man. You done pissed me off.
I don't give a about you being pissed off, man. Matter of fact, soon as you get your up out of there, you so bad, you come on down here.
I'm coming.
That's what you do.
I'm coming down there the way I am, just like this here. And I'm gonna whoop your for not helping me while I'm in a situation.
So we'll bring your on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you that I'm gonna do. Is you listening?
Bring your on. I got some snakeskin shoes that fit right up in your clean up all that.
I got one more thing. Is you listening?
Man, what the man? Like I said, what the you got to say, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your neighbor, Rita.
Ain't this a bang? This that from the radio station. Is this Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Yeah, yeah. I'm a whoop Rita. Got you calling my out. Man, you had me. I was finna come down there, man, and break that door down and whoop your. You better be glad I'm eating. I can't believe it. Man, you had me. I'm putting on my shoes as I was talking to you. I'm coming down there for real. You call me talking about you need me to bring you some paper. You wait till I talk to Rita. She didn't get it.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, one more thing. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Show. Y'all playing practical jokes on folks, man.
Huh?
See?
Do I make you proud is what I want to know. Do the nephew make you proud?
You're great at
pranks.
You're
the best. Yeah.
Thank you. Stupid continues, baby. I'm getting back out on the road. Me and Junior, February 9th and 10th, it jumps off Southern Fried Comedy. February 9th, Fayetteville, North Carolina. February 10th, Tupelo, Mississippi. And guess what? Special night with me only. February 14th. In West Palm Beach, Florida, at the Improv. Get your tickets. They on sale right now. The Fool is coming to town.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, it is time for Miss Ann. And don't forget, if you watch part two of New Edition movie, we have something for you coming up, too. Part two was on last night. Part three is tonight. Ooh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good.
It's off the chain.
I didn't know until I saw the movie, so, Carla, that Bobby was the one that started the group. It was his idea.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It was his idea. So they felt that's, you understand that loyalty that they had to Bobby, because it's, you know, they were shorties.
Yeah.
It was Bobby's idea going to those talent shows and in Boston.
Bobby had a vision.
Yeah, there's a meme going around on Instagram where Bobby's saying he wasn't that dang ugly when he was a kid.
He's so wrong. He's
I know that's wrong.
Bobby.
And right. Bobby, if you're listening, you will get pranked very soon.
Oh, we saw Bobby at some
very
of those sisters,
soon.
Tommy.
His sister said, ooh, that nephew Tommy. He was speaking through his teeth.
We saw him this past October. Uh-huh. He said, ooh, I'm going to get nephew Tommy.
We was at the Essence Festival. He's like, I went back to hang out with him and the boys. He said, hey, man, you know, you heard I got pulled up and got a ticket the other day. I was like, yeah. You know, it's because I was listening to the prank call. I was like, that ain't got nothing to do with your ticket.
Don't bring me in there,
Don't bring me in that.
We love them, though. We do. But we'll have some clips later. We'll talk more about the movie all through the morning.
I love this movie.
What a great, I mean, epic event. This is epic.
Yes.
Yeah, but anyway, she's here. Introduce the lovely and talented one, nephew.
You just did. The one and only Miss Ann Tripp with National News.
Thank you, guys. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Hi. Okay, well, President Trump has officially begun following through with two of his biggest campaign promises. He signed a couple of executive orders yesterday, one that authorizes building that wall along the Mexican border, the other targeting crime-committing illegal aliens.
We are going to get the bad ones out, the criminals and the drug deals and gangs and gang members and cartel leaders. The day is over when they can stay in our country and wreak havoc. We are going to get them out, and we're going to get them out fast.
Mr. Trump says his executive order would also up the numbers of Border Patrol agents by 5,000, as well as pay for an additional 10,000 agents to help with deportations. And as the White House spokesman Sean Spicer says, the Trump administration's not playing around.
The State Department is going to withhold visas and use other tools to make sure countries accept and return the criminals that came from their country. We'll ensure that these countries take those individuals back, and we're going to strip federal grant money from the sanctuary states and cities that harbor illegal immigrants.
On another issue, President Trump says he's ready to send in the National Guard if officials in Chicago failed to keep the rate of homicides in Chi-Town from surging. It is bad, but Chicago's homicide rate actually is not among the nation's highest. However, 762 homicides in the Windy City last year were really bad, and it was actually the most the city had seen in years.
Yeah.
That number far exceeded the homicide numbers for New York and Los Angeles. In fact, six more people were shot in Chicago yesterday, apparently attending a vigil for someone who had been shot. Okay, singer Chrisette Michele now complaining to Page Six that even though she alienated her fans by taking part in Donald Trump's inaugural festivities, that he snubbed her. Chrisette says that her musical number was rescheduled and that she was then informed that she wouldn't even get to meet the president. The singer says on the entertainment gossip page that she told the Trump representative that, quote, "My family has disowned me. I'm the black poster child for discord right now, and he's not even going to shake my hand," unquote. Trump administration, by the way, news him. New ambassador to the United Nations has been sworn in. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was voted in easily. She got support from both sides of the aisle. That means Donald Trump's cabinet now contains one black man, Dr. Ben Carson, one Asian, Transportation Secretary Arlene Chow, and one East Indian, Nikki Haley. All the rest are white. Most are men. There isn't one Hispanic. By the way, Trump is due at a GOP retreat, and he got a fair Hispanic vote, by the way. Trump is due at the GOP retreat in Philly later on today. Expect protests there. And sad news.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Yes, actress Mary Tyler Moore has died at age 80. She just turned 80 like last month. She starred with the Dick Van Dyke Show, but she's probably best remembered for her role as Mary Richards on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was in a movie that I really like with Elvis Presley. You guys may remember. She was she played a nun. It was called A Change of Habit. And she played opposite black American singer Barbara McNair. They played nuns. I love that one also. Mary Tyler Moore died. Remember that one? They went into a poor area and they wore like regular clothing and the guys were hitting on them. And then they had to came wear their habits. Yeah, it was a beautiful movie called A Change of Habit. Anyway, Mary Tyler Moore died after a long illness. She will certainly be missed.
Yeah.
And on a much lighter note, for all you still thinking about pies, thanks to Shirley, Carl, and Tommy, they don't care about people like me who want to have a sex life and we're dieting. Anyway, there's always...
On my own.
Come on.
Why did it end this way? Come on, Patty. Patty!
Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What about the sex life? Wait, Miss Ann.
Back to
the sex life and the pies. What? Explain that again.
Nobody cares about my life. Yeah. Nobody cares. Everybody's married. Nobody cares about me.
We love
talking
you,
about
Ms.
pies
Ann.
This early in the morning. Do I really need that kind of advice when I just found out that candy corn wasn't a vegetable? Really? Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I love Miss Ann.
Our news director is going through right now.
She's a trip.
She is her last name. Oh boy!
Hey, do y'all think the wall they building gonna be like the wall on Game of Thrones?
Oh,
that's a wall.
Oh, when you mentioned you were gonna be stupid today, we just didn't know it was gonna be.
But that's kind of wall we want, ain't it? We gonna build a wall?
It's overwhelming.
I know. I don't want to pay for it. I know that.
Yeah,
but I do want to know if they hiring at the wall. I got some cousins I want to be able to get on at the wall.
Okay, what were we going to talk about right
now? New additions.
New additions. New
edition movie. I don't know if we have time to play a clip or anything, but man, if you haven't been, you got to catch up. Tonight's the last night. You
got
to catch up.
We got time.
It's so good. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's the story of
Ralph Tresvant, Johnny Gill, Michael Bivins, Ronnie DeVoe, Ricky Bell, and of course, Bobby Brown.
Woo!
And
Bobby, I love you.
Bobby!
It is so good. And this movie, it talks about the highlights, the road, the journey from the projects in Boston to top of the charts. Yeah. You know,
oh, you thought you knew the story.
You really did. Knew. Oh, man. And so
I'm blown away that Bobby, it was his vision the whole time.
He was the one that wanted to do the group. Yeah.
Yeah. And last night it was a lot of issues and it talked about the money. And they had got a new manager. You know, they got rid of Brooke and they got this new guy, a white guy, Gary, was the manager. And Bobby started getting into trouble and Michael Bivins was having some issues. So we're going to talk about it all morning long.
Cool.
Yeah. We'll be back at 18 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's just you all. It's just Shirley, Carla, and Tommy. So good morning to all of you all.
Morning, Butterfly.
Morning.
What up?
Flutter, flutter.
Yeah, Steve and Junior on their way to the Philippines.
The Philippines.
For the Miss Universe pageant.
They got to do the Miss Universe pageant and get, I hope he can read the stuff that's on the card. Oh, he been going through. Ooh. Lord have mercy.
He's staying to do.
Miss Universe, Donna Trump. You in court. You sit your ass down somewhere.
Somewhere sit down.
You better need to sit your ass down. Everyone it's too much.
Everyone has seen you.
Everyone has seen you. Lord have mercy.
My mother used to tell me that on a daily basis.
I wish she could have told him because he going through. I don't want to be him. But anyway, I want to say this.
What?
A New Edition, baby.
Oh,
got it going on. Have y'all been seeing it?
Yes. Yeah, watch the movie
every night.
You know,
every night.
You know. You know what, Eugene? I have a friend. She's so much of a fan. She put on Facebook that after every other scene, she's changing T-shirts. You remember the concert throwback T-shirts?
Oh yeah.
She still has them. She's been putting those on.
She wearing them?
Yes. I said, girl, Michelle, you need to stop.
Oh my God! I just let me go ahead and confess.
I wanted
to be in the group so bad.
Oh, really?
In New Edition?
Yes, I wanted to be Ad Edition. I just wanted to add me in there. I knew all the moves. I knew every single move for every single song.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. Every single one of them.
What's your favorite New Edition song?
Can You Stand the Rain?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Johnny Gill.
That's when they were older, though.
They was older then.
Yeah.
Johnny was in there. You know, Johnny coming there strong.
Yes. He did what?
What did
he
you
did
just
what?
Do? You know. Yeah. Danny coming there just singing hard. Like a young Teddy Pendergrass. That's what Danny. It's too much.
Sound like a bear.
Oh, dude. We do it again, though. Johnny's something else. Hey, Johnny, if you listen. But anyway, it was good. So the movie is going very, very well. The series, it's a 3-day series. Tonight is the last night.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I've been thoroughly enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What a great story.
And then Brooks. I like Brooks.
Brooke Payne.
Oh, the manager. Yeah.
Brooke Payne.
The manager. Yeah.
I really liked his curl. Did you like his curl?
Played by the incredible Wood Harris, man.
His name is Wood. Mm-hmm. Harris.
You talk about can act, though. Uh-huh. Wood Harris can act his behind.
Wood Harris.
We got it. We know. Dude, you ain't got to keep saying it.
Yeah, we're fans of his.
Yeah, uh-huh. We love Wood Harris.
Wood Harris.
Let me tell you my favorite Wood Harris movie, Shirley.
Paid in Full, baby.
Paid in Full. With Mekhi Phifer. Yes.
That was a good movie.
He was good in there.
He was excellent.
But you got to go to The Wire, baby, when you started talking about some Wood Harris. You got to go to The Wire. Wood Harris.
Okay.
Say it with me. Say it, Shirley.
I already said it. Wood Harris.
Say what?
Wood Harris.
Nah, that ain't how I say it. I said Wood Harris.
Well, that's how you say it.
Whatever. When we come back, we're going to talk about some New
Edition. New Edition, baby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior, on your way with Steve to the Philippines for the Miss Universe pageant.
Make me proud, Junior.
Yes. And Steve. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the New Edition story.
New.
Have you been watching it?
Edition.
It's so good. Yeah, that's you at Essence. A couple years ago.
Oh!
Come on, Johnny.
Come on, let's do the moves. I'm gonna show you the moves, Carla. I'm gonna show you the moves. Here we go.
You need to run a little more.
Tommy, I got a
video. I know them. No, did you just hear what she said?
Yeah. But I got a video of you doing that.
The move.
You and Junior.
Yes, sir.
Southern Fried Comedy Jam. I'm gonna post it on my Instagram page of y'all.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever restore?
'Cause I need somebody who will stand by.
Unconditional, I'm not asking just of you. Girl, to make it last, I'll do whatever needs to be done.
Audition movie. Ah, last night, the night before, and now tonight, the last night. If you have not been watching it, please, please, please don't let your life go by without watching the new Audition movie because it's just too good. It's too good. We love
it. It's so good.
I heard the vote out part was good.
Well, all of it's good. I mean, we just played Can You Stand the Rain, and that's when Johnny joined the group.
Okay.
And let me just say, too, at the very end when he's singing that very last note, that is so beautiful. Johnny Gill can really, really, really sing.
No, the boy can sing.
That boy's
bad.
The boy
can sing. What? Since he was
really,
a little boy.
Really listen to that song at the very end.
Can sing.
Oh, yeah. I said, that is beautiful. Johnny Gill is really bringing it. So Johnny Gill joins the group to Ralph's surprise. So, Cat Dog, if you have that particular sound, I'd like to play that. That Johnny joins the group to Ralph's surprise.
And Ralph, yeah, the main reason why we brought my boy Johnny to the group was for us to change our image.
His skills give us a new sound.
And to get away from that bubble gum we've been doing.
We're going to change that candy girl into a chocolate woman.
Hey, there he is.
All right, now.
Yeah, so that was when Ralph was walking in.
Oh, boy.
And when they said, there he is, that was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They were waiting on Ralph Tresvant to come because they had got super producers. They wanted to work with them because the record label felt that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis did so well with Control with Janet Jackson that they wanted them to produce New Edition's album. And so Ralph walked in and was like, where he come from? It's Johnny Gill.
Ain't nobody. Who's been sounding the same?
Ain't nobody told me nothing.
Like five.
Ain't nobody told me nothing.
Ain't nobody told me nothing.
Yeah, and it was so crazy because Ralph wanted to go solo.
Yeah.
At this point, he wanted to go solo, and Michael Bivins wanted to send a message to Ralph saying that.
Okay, we got something for you. Go ahead.
You could go ahead and do your solo thing. The group will still go on because, you know, they had issues with Bobby already.
Really? They had issues with Bobby?
Yeah.
Really?
Go figure.
Not Bobby.
Not Bobby.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah. And so that was pretty much the issue with it. And then Ralph asked Johnny, oh, so they told you you're going to be the new Bobby Brown? And Johnny said, nah, they actually told me I was going to be the new you. Ralph said,
dead.
And shout out to Luke James that's playing, Johnny Gill. Wolf James. Yeah, that's playing, you know, he changed his name, Wolf James, playing Johnny Gill. Oh, he can sing in real life, too.
Them young boys is good,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. All of them. Yeah. All of them. They're bringing it.
Yeah, we it's so good. It's so good.
We'll keep talking about it. I just love this movie.
All right, we'll be back. We have a prank for you, all that. Just stick with us. We'll be back at 48 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up a little after the top of the hour, the Strawberry Letter, subject, thotting. Yes, I said the word thotting.
What
around
that mean?
Town. Those H's out there, over there, thotting.
We done substituted it with this here word?
Yeah, how old are you? You don't know what a thot is.
Thotting around town is the subject. Hey,
a thought?
No. Not a thought.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Thought.
You didn't heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Is it in the Webster?
It might be in the urban
dictionary. It might
it's
be
working
in there.
Its way up there.
Oh, in the urban dictionary, yeah. All right. Prank phone call coming up. Now,
I got a Super Bowl prank for you coming up. How about
really?
That?
Okay.
Super Bowl prank coming up. Watch me work.
All right. Right after
nothing
this.
Is off limits for you.
No.
Football.
You wait till this next church prank CD come out. You ain't ready for this, eh?
Oh, Lord. Leave those church people alone.
Why? Church people need to be pranked.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Martina, please.
Oh, she's not in right at the moment. Can I take a message or something I can help you with?
Actually, I'm giving a call to make sure I'm double-checking on confirmation for Mr. and Mrs.
No, man, no. That may be a mistake because she's going by herself. I'm not going, so that just should be Ms. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, we have her scheduled. We wanted to make sure we gave the confirmation, and you know, with a big weekend like this, we're double checking and making sure everybody's actually coming and getting their grooms because you know you're subject to get charged for it. And we definitely have the honeymoon suite waiting on her.
Oh, honeymoon suite. Man, we've been married 17 years. What you talking about, honeymoon suite?
Well, we got you.
You say Mr. and Mrs. What's the name on that?
Miss Martina, is that right?
Yeah, that's my wife, yeah.
All right, and we've got Tony as well.
Who the is Tony? My name is Vernon.
You say what now?
My name is Vernon. Who the hell is Tony?
So, wow.
I think y'all got the wrong one, man.
Okay, did you guys make reservations here at the hotel and for the Super Bowl weekend?
My wife is going this weekend to be with her sick auntie. That's what she told me. Now, I don't know nothing about no and those, but you know what? Yeah, keep talking to me. Yeah, okay, player, keep talking to me because this is getting real interesting right here. She's coming to
I have Mr. and Mrs. Martina and Tony are coming. We have the honeymoon suite here. For the Super Bowl weekend. Checking in tomorrow and checking out on Monday.
Oh, no. You know what? This is the right here because, see, like I said, she told me she was going to see her sick auntie, and I told her, cool, I paid for the damn ticket myself. I got my tax return back, and I paid for it my damn self so she can go out there. And you telling me this heifer made reservations and
sir,
hang out at the Super Bowl? I mean, what the hell? No, Victor,
what's your name again?
My name is Vernon.
Okay, Mr. Vernon, sir. I first of all, I do apologize. I'm just I'm a clerk here in the reservations, and basically they just got us calling because it's a big weekend, and you know if you don't come in, your card will definitely get charged.
Man,
so they got us double check.
You know what? Well, y'all better not charge nothing to my card. Don't charge. Matter of fact, I want to cancel this reservation. She can and fall back in it as far as I'm concerned. This is the let her walk her up in here right now. Let her walk her up in here right now because, see, this is
okay,
crazy.
Sir, let's slow down a minute. Let's slow down. Maybe there's just a mistake here. I mean,
no, man. The honeymoon suite at the No wonder. I'm like, she told me she needed $200 for them hotel, for the hotel room.
Yeah, well, actually, it's, they must be splitting in here. It's about 400 and something a night for this room.
Excuse me? She didn't pay that much for my damn wedding ring.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, sir. Is there any way I can call back and speak to Martina so I can...
I never in life call back to this, okay? Because, see, if you call back here talking about this, because, see, I don't even normally answer this phone, okay? This is her phone. She went to go run an errand for me. But don't you never call this phone back again because, see, she ain't coming to... Not this lifetime, she's not. But, I you know what? I want to thank you, though. I appreciate you letting me in on what's up. Yeah, knew it.
Okay. Mr. Vernon, can you slow down some, man? Hang on. Okay? Now, listen, what I have to do is I have to talk to the person that made the reservation in order to cancel it.
No, but you can talk to me. You can cancel this right now.
But I need to hear that from Miss Martina that it's canceled.
Trust me, when she get back, she's going to be able to talk to you. You can cancel it now. I'm telling you now, cancel it. It ain't going to be no honeymoon, okay? We've been married for 17 years. We got 4 kids. And I'm sitting back here, cancel it now. I'm telling you to cancel.
Sir, I cannot cancel it without speaking to her.
I tell you what, your best bet is to cancel that because if you put a charge on it, I'm going to drive to and find your. What's your name?
Excuse me?
What's your name?
I'm Brian, sir.
Brian, if there's one charge on my credit card, I will find you.
Okay, sir. Well, let me find you. Do you have Tony's number where I can call him and maybe...
You know what? I'm going to have Tony's number in a minute because I got her phone. I'm going to go through it and find it because this is some... And she's going to be in with Tony. So if you call back here, you're not going to get her because she's going to be over there with that...
Okay, sir. Now, there's one more person that's scheduled on the room.
What? One more person? What are they doing, a threesome?
I'm not sure. Now, I've got another person on scheduled on here.
This can't get no worse. Come on with it.
You want the name of the other person?
I want the name, yes. Come on with it. You told me everything else.
Okay, I got somebody named Nephew Tommy.
Excuse me?
Hey, man.
Out of here.
Vernon, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I'm going I'm going to DNA out there.
The DNA out of
Hey, man. Okay, that's who she's been talking to on the phone. Yep. All right. Yeah, you got me.
Hey. I gotta ask you, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest man, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's buckle up and hold on tight. I have it for you, strawberry letter.
To answer your question, Tommy, nah. Hey, subject. This is a crazy subject. Thotting around town. Dear Shirley and Steve, my sister is a thot. She is sleeping with her friend's husband, and she is also sleeping with my ex, who is still living in my house. Let me make this clear. My ex and I are no longer intimate with each other. He doesn't have a place to go, so I let him stay with me. I'm over him, so I don't care that my sister is sleeping with him. She always talks about other women and how their thoughts and how they are sleeping with other women's men. But she sees nothing wrong with what she's doing. She is always around her best girlfriend and partying with her and then turns right around and sleeps with her husband. She meets up with her friend's husband in secret places and they spend countless hours together. Now, the word on the street is that my sister and one of her other female friends had a threesome with a random man. My sister is just trifling. Please help me out. What can I say to get my sister to stop thotting? Signed, a concerned sister. Dear concerned sister, I get it. you love your sister and you want her to do the right thing. You want her to, you know, stop thotting around, as you say, stop sleeping with her friend's husband, stop having threesomes. And with your ex, too? Wow. Just not a good look for your sister. It's very thotty behavior. I have to agree with you. The surprising thing is how calm you are. And your sister's sleeping with your ex. I don't care if, you know, you guys are no longer intimate or anything like that, that you don't care. But you have to care a little bit because you wrote the letter. So, you know, why is your sister sleeping with your ex? I mean, who does that? I just think you need to put your ex out. You need to put him out of your house because he doesn't respect it. This ignorant mess won't be in your face if you put him out, okay? Even though you say you don't care, I know you care because it's just not a good look. Like I said, maybe your sister can take him in. She can take him in. Maybe she can since she's sleeping with him anyway and she likes sleeping with other women's men. The thing is, your sister, your ex, your sister's friends, all of them are just trifling. They're all grown people. They're just trifling, though, and grown people, as trifling as it is, you cannot make them do anything. So the best thing you need to do is go on about your business. Like I said, put your ex out, let them do their thing, get away from all that so you won't have to see it. It won't be in your face, concerned sister. You know, and let the chips fall where they may. Tommy? What is that about, the sighing?
I can't stand people.
Uh-huh.
Who haven't been in a threesome and got the nerve to judge.
Wait a minute. That's your response? That's your opening line?
I'm speechless.
Who haven't been in a threesome but got the nerve to judge. You, young lady, are a threesome hater. You are the person that's trifling right here. Mm-hmm. You are the one that's full of hate, selfish, hate. You're self-centered, and you think it's all about you. This girl ain't doing nothing but trying to keep the family together. That's all she doing.
Where do you see that?
She trying to keep this family together. That's why she over there with your ex. She trying to at least help. You see that man going through something? He going through. He can't get no job. He's staying with you. He trying to get on his feet. At least she trying to come over there and calm that man's nerves wow. until he get himself together. But you, wow. you over there being so trifling, all you care about is you. That's all you care about.
You cannot be for real. You cannot be. There's no way.
She trying to help him. She trying to help the man get through what he going through. The man is family. That's her brother-in-law or ex-brother-in-law, so to speak. She is keeping this family together.
What about her sister's husband? She's her best friend's husband.
Thank you.
She's sleeping with her best friend's husband. Thotty behavior.
I understand what you're saying, Shirley. I understand what you're saying.
But
Shirley, he need love too. Evidently, the best friend is not giving out as much love as that man need. So she's stepping out, and what is she doing? Helping her friend. Girl, you can't handle it all. Let me help you out. Mm-hmm. Wow. That way he ain't running all over town thotting himself. You see what I'm saying? She's helping. Now, if she grabbed one of her girlfriends and they do a threesome, what's wrong? You know what? The problem is y'all ain't tried it.
Tommy, you're not.
And then you got the nerve to judge. Shirley, why?
Tommy, you're not all up in your best friend's face, partying with them and all that stuff, and then turn around behind your friend's back, sleep with her husband, go to secret
places. Because
that's
because she knows that her best friend is not giving enough to her husband.
Oh, my God.
Who does that?
She's helping her.
I cannot with you.
Sometimes you got to help people and not let them know you helping them. I'm going to say it. Wasn't I profound?
No!
Sometimes you got to help people and not let them know you helping them. She's helping.
I don't understand how you think. I don't understand how your mind works.
His logic.
I don't
His
get
logic,
it.
Girl.
I really don't get it.
I'm
going to
stand by what I said. I'm going to say it again. I can't stand people who have been in a threesome. and have not been in a threesome and got the nerve to judge. You can't knock something till you tried it.
With a random man? Some guy, some dude? You are crazy, Tommy. For real.
Shirley, they got a movie called Random Hearts. What are you talking about? It's a lot of random things go on.
That was with Harrison Ford, right?
It was with Harrison Ford. He did Random Heart. It was a very good movie. This is a Random Heart right
here. What does that have to do with
this letter? Yeah. This is a Random Heart, a random love, a random moment. That's what it is. Call it for what it is. Sometimes you all got to live in the moment.
She's a random thought.
Yeah, that's what she is.
That's what she is. You can be random about it. Now, you up here trying to look out for her.
Yeah, she's just all over the place. You know, just as Steve would say, passing
it
out.
But she's helping people out, Shirley. Mm-hmm. She's helping out the man at home.
Wow.
All right? That's living with her sister. She's helping out the person that the girlfriend's husband, he needs help too. She's helping
me. Okay, Tommy. This is not, she's violated all kinds of girlfriend codes, even though her sister says she doesn't love her ex anymore. That's not the case. You know she has something going on, some feelings,
because
she wrote the letter.
She's jealous.
No, it's a code, Tommy. You don't cross that line. You don't date your sister's ex, your girlfriend's man. You don't do that.
Once they're your ex, there's no longer a line.
No, it's a line. It's
that
rude.
Line is always
the
there.
Line is gone now.
It's a code.
Well, why did he open up the door and let her in the house?
That's because he tried.
Why
to.
He coming? Why is she allowing it to happen in her house?
Why? She tried.
Okay, we gotta go.
So you agree? What are y'all mad about? What is this here about? What is
we'll
the angle for?
We'll be back at 18 after.
You're
listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of this strawberry letter subject, thotting around town, thotting around town. We'll be back with part two.
I'm going to really help her when we come back.
Oh, really? Because you haven't
No,
done
really,
that
really.
So
Real
far.
Talk. I'm going to show her some love.
All right. Here's your song, nephew.
You want to be starting
sound. Sing it with me. Say it inside of my throat.
Sense. I'm going to say it on the side of Michael's house.
Ain't it his house? Ain't it his song?
But he's going to talk about himself
side,
in the third person.
Say it on the side.
Why would you sing on the side of somebody else's house?
But why wouldn't he say, I'm going to say it on the side of my house?
Of
why
my
would he
house?
Say Michael's house?
He's letting you
person.
Know who he is.
But why does he have to say it on the side? Why not in the house? Or what is that? Anyway.
I said, you don't never go out and just... Okay. You know what?
And say stuff on the side. Be on the side
of your
house.
You don't say. Y'all ain't never on the side of your house.
It's just you.
I'm the only one on the side of the house over there by where the water hose at. I'm the only one.
Yes, you are. All right, we're in the middle of this letter. Subject: thotting around town. A young lady wrote in. She says her sister is a thot. She is sleeping with her friend's husband, and she's also sleeping with her ex, who still lives in her house. And she says she and her ex are no longer intimate. She doesn't care. He doesn't have a place to go, so she let him stay with me. So to me, right there, she cares about him. She says she's over him, so she doesn't care. But her sister is sleeping with him. She also talks about other women and how their thoughts and how they are sleeping with other women's men. But her sister is doing the same thing. Case in point, she is sleeping with her best friend's husband. She goes out and parties with her best friend. Then, after the fact, they go to secret places and spend countless hours together. She says the word on the street is that her sister and one of her other female friends had a threesome with a random man. She calls her sister just trifling, and she wants to be helped out. How can she? What can she say to her sister to stop thotting? I don't think that there's anything or know that there's anything you can necessarily say because they're all grown, like I mentioned earlier. And, you know, you can't tell grown people what to do. But I understand your concern because you care about your sister and her actions and how it looks to the family and on the family and all of that. So my suggestion was to put the man out, put your ex out, and let him go live with the sister. Tommy.
Okay, I want to give some sound advice. Can I do that?
Oh, you came to your senses?
Yes. Let me just try and help.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Let me
okay.
just try and help, really, really,
okay,
truthfully.
Let's hold
we're seriously
listening.
Help.
Let's hold
okay,
hands.
We're listening.
And
okay,
I want sure. the young lady that wrote it, just listen to Tommy closely.
Everybody okay. hold hands.
Okay.
I want you to stop judging, stop hating, stop thinking about yourself. Feel what your sister is feeling sometime.
Wow.
Go to the next threesome. Wow. Participate.
This is helping, you said?
Open your eyes to a new beginning.
Maybe I didn't.
Now, Shirley,
hear you
is he talking to the letter writer or the other sister?
Yeah, the
letter
he's
writer.
To the letter writer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking to the letter writer.
Obviously, and she's doing what now?
His mind is
I
her
want
fault.
Her to stop judging, stop hating,
wow.
stop thinking about self,
okay.
feel what your sister is feeling sometime. Go to the next threesome.
No.
Experience what she's doing. Participate. Open your eyes to a new beginning for yourself.
Wow.
And be a part of the threesome world.
Please don't listen to that. You're an idiot if you listen to this idiot.
What kind of advice do you want? I'm not finna give you Steve Harvey advice. I'm not finna do that.
Listen, okay.
What you want me to tell you? To jump? What you want me to do? Huh?
No, we want,
what you want
you
me to tell you?
Jump.
What you want me to tell you? Go visit Trump and ask him about this here? What you want me to tell you? What you want me to tell you?
All right,
I'm not
going
to tell you that.
We get it.
Huh?
Coming up, trending topics, Steve Harvey and more on the new edition movie. We'll be back at 34 after the hour. What?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, trending topics coming up. We're going to talk about the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena. They're doing big things. Big things, as always. They're at the Australian Open, and they're going to face each other. Wow.
They ain't done that in a long time.
Since, yeah, like 2009 or something. And the Miss Universe pageant, Stephen Jr., on their way out to the Philippines. So Steve can host the Miss Universe pageant. We'll talk about that as well. 1 year later.
He just need to read his cue cards. That's what he need to work
he
on.
He read it last year,
yeah.
didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, of course, New Edition. We're still going to do some New Edition stuff because we love
it. Can we
movie.
Play Bobby Brown right now, Kat? Can you get that for me?
Bobby!
Bobby, I love you!
Yes! Yes! Come on, Kat, dog. Give it to me!
Yeah.
What's up, Bobby
good.
Brown?
Hope they are loving this attention right now.
They got the star, man.
Yeah.
They got the star. Ain't nothing better than the star,
they deserve
baby.
It too.
Robert Brown on lead right here. Come on, Bobby.
Go, Bobby. Yeah.
Bobby.
What a sweet man Bobby Brown is. Okay, so the movie, the New Edition movie. Tuesday, Wednesday, tonight's the last night.
Conclusion.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Carla, now what happened in Oakland? That's what we need. What's
Girl.
Going on? Yes.
So they were performing in Oakland. That's what it all. Bobby tripped out. Bobby lost his entire mind. But anyway, they were performing in Oakland. They were trying to end the set. Bobby kept singing. He kept going.
Oh, this is Eddie Kane moment.
Yes. So they had their backs. They turned around. So they's like, well, how long are he gonna be out there singing?
Okay.
He
just,
but they're on stage.
Uh-huh.
They're still on stage. Uh-huh. Bobby's still going. He's still singing. They started fighting Bobby on stage in Oakland.
Yes.
And people were tweeting last night asking, did this really happen? And Michael Bivins tweeted back, yes.
Yes.
Wow.
So then the manager, Gary, he was just, by this time, he was sick of Bobby, and he pressed the group to vote Bobby out. Take a listen to this.
If it wasn't for Bobby, we wouldn't have this group. He got us together.
That was a long time ago. Okay, and I understand that, but you guys are not singing at talent shows anymore. You know that this promoter doesn't want to pay you for tonight? You need to start thinking about this as a business. And bottom line is, Bobby Brown is bad for business. Ralphie, what do you think?
I mean, look, this is a group decision, Gary, but I ain't got no problem with Bob.
Really? You're cool with everything you work so hard for going away? Because that's what's going to happen.
He's my friend, Gary.
Yeah? It's going to go away. You want that to happen?
Shut up, Gary.
You think that can't happen? I've seen it happen.
I know that guy.
Michael Rappaport.
Rappaport,
uh-huh,
yeah.
Yeah, Michael Rappaport, yeah. Gary. Yeah, their manager.
Oh, man. It's so good. It's just so good. It's conclusion.
I'm glad it's good, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who might have been mad?
Yeah, you'd have been mad. No, they put out a home run. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. All right, the conclusion of the New Edition story is tonight. We got to do some more clips, though, because they're so good.
You loving it?
Yes. All right, we'll be back at 48 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, the nephew has come up with this crazy idea. What do you want to do now?
Well, you know, earlier this week, we didn't get to do
Weekend Confessions, which is dear to my heart because I like to hear from the people. So, you know, we're at Thursday now.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, instead of Weekend Confessions, why don't you just call and pre-confess what you about to do this weekend.
What you been thinking about?
That you ain't posed to be doing.
What you been thinking about doing. Okay.
Yeah, just pre-confess. Sometimes you got to get it off your chest and feel better about it.
Okay. The decision.
The decision by what you about to do. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Don't second guess yourself.
Don't second guess. Go on and do it. I don't want this call is not for me to talk you out of what you finna do this weekend. I just want to hear it.
877-29-STEVE.
Yes. Yes. Call the nephew. I'm here for this. I'm in the booth right now.
Look at the phones. Oh my God. Look at the phones.
Really?
Don't they light up? All right. This time, come on, Shirley. We're going to pre-confess today.
Well,
okay?
you started off because you obviously wanted to do this. So what were you thinking about doing?
Well, since the strawberry letter. You know.
Tommy, that was
insane?
Talking about, do you remember what the strawberry letter was about?
Yeah, it's clear in my mind. What you mean?
What do you mean what I mean? It was about a woman whose sister is sleeping with her ex. And then a woman who's sleeping with her girlfriend's...
Not that part.
Her
not
best
part.
Girlfriend's husband. And then a woman whose sister and one of her female friends had a threesome with some random
man.
Oh, my God. Let's just go to the phones because you're crazy.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Before we go to the phone. Wait. Before we go to the phone. What about y'all? Y'all doing something this weekend that y'all ain't supposed to be doing?
Let's go to the phones. Marcella out of...
Okay. No. Hold on. Uh-oh. We got one. Ding, 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 ding. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, you know, husband and I, we have been talking about, you know, we're going to have like a nice, he's planning like a nice romantic weekend. So.
Confess it.
Shirley, I was thinking about, you know, going all 50 Shades of Grey.
Come on here.
I was thinking about. Mixed it up a little bit, 50 Shades Darker.
All right.
It gets boring at times, huh, Carla?
we're talking about, you know, was that too much?
No, yes, not too much. I'm wanting more.
Shirley, are you clutching your pearls?
My one is all good.
Okay, maybe I need to stop talking.
Who am I to judge? Really, who am I to judge? Okay.
Don't be shamed.
Okay. Let's go to line one, Marcella out of New York.
Hello.
Marcella.
Good morning, everyone. And nephew, I'm going to make sure I pray for you in church tonight.
Amen.
Girl, pray.
Okay. Pray for me, but go on, tell me what you going to do, though.
Oh, honey, I pray hard, but I still take care of my man at the same time. So, anyway, this weekend I want to go to Victoria's Secret. I mean, nice one of them outfits that just could knock them dead.
Yeah.
Enjoy my good love that I have to share. So me and him going to share that together.
Yeah.
I work at the government all week, so by the time the weekend comes, you got to let loose.
All right, then.
I'm going to let loose.
Let loose, girl. Let
I
loose.
I love it, girl. I just talked about that.
I'm going to put on some Bruno Mars, Versace dress still.
Bruno Mars, y'all going to be moving pretty fast. Yeah. y'all
going
uptown funky?
And 21-carat magic in the air?
Yeah. You don't have to worry. Don't worry.
Oh, you're going to be tired.
Hey, let me ask you this here. I grew up in church. What's on Thursday night? What y'all doing in church on Thursday?
Yeah, because we thought it was... Oh, well, Thursday is choir rehearsal, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay. But I wasn't in the choir.
Hey, you can pray at home also. You don't have to wait till you get to church, you know.
Right.
That's what some of us do, you know.
All right, Marcella.
Yeah.
All right,
baby.
Where's
she at?
It's a secret. It's Victoria's Secret.
I'm in Brooklyn.
Boy, once you holler Brooklyn.
Yes. All
right, thank you, Marcella. Let's go
thank
to
you,
line
baby.
Three and talk to Allison.
Allison.
Yes.
How you doing, baby? Good morning
to you. Good. How are you doing? I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you so much, baby. Let's pre-confess. What we doing this weekend we ain't supposed to be doing?
I'll be meeting up with my daughter's father. We're not in a relationship, but we haven't been able to see eye to eye. And we'll be meeting up this weekend to talk about our daughter's behavior for the first time in 2 years.
Mm. You think anything gonna jump off, rekindle, or anything like that?
I'm hoping nothing does come out of this. Hopefully it's just for the daughter.
That wasn't because, a definite hey, hold up, Allison. That wasn't a definite. You ain't gonna run over now. That was not a definite no.
Is there a possibility?
No. I have
She keeps saying, I hope not. I hope not, Allison. What are you not telling us, Allison? Confess it. We're here for you.
Say it. Let me ask you something. When y'all normally get together, does something normally happen?
I don't want nothing to happen.
You weak, Allison?
Allison, you weak right now. You weak. You clutching your chest right now.
Don't go, Allison.
You might want to do this over the phone. Yeah. I ain't trying to help you. I'm just saying, though.
Yeah, it's going to jump off if she goes.
This going to jump off. As soon as y'all make eye contact, it normally happens, don't it, Allison?
I'm scared of him.
Come on down here. Let's talk about the boy.
Thank you, baby. Hands on me several times, like in our past. That's why I said I don't want to see how this is going to turn out. I don't know if it's going to be a good or a bad weekend. So it's weird. We're getting together for my daughter's behavior, I guess. Hey, I got a text message. You want to get together this weekend and take the baby out and have some fun?
Did this go serious for me?
Allison, wait a minute now. We're a little confused. Did you say he put his hands on you? You mean like in a violent or abusive way? Is that what you're talking about?
We got violent. We got into a lot of
when we were together. No, Allison.
Oh, you don't need to go, baby girl.
No, we don't need to condone any of this. We thought you meant that. He was sexy, and it may be a little hard to resist him.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. No. We don't condone any of this. Absolutely
no, don't put
not.
Yourself in a bad situation.
In harm's way.
Right.
This is not a laughable situation. This is very serious.
It's not funny.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. Rethink it, Allison. Do it over the phone or take your man with you. You're in a relationship now?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to have your man with you. And then y'all can discuss what's going on with your child while your man is there. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes. But what if we don't go? So that means we shouldn't go, period, right?
Well,
you need to get some counseling. You need some advice.
Yeah.
Let me look the number up. Hold on, Allison. I'm going to give you a number.
We're going to get you some help. Hang on a second.
Yeah, Allison. But don't go, especially don't go by yourself. It's all about the child, Allison. It really, really is. But you need some help in this situation, okay? Whew, that turned crazy.
Hang on, baby.
We'll be back.
Like
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, nephew. This is your segment. Let's do it.
All right. We didn't get to do weekend confessions this past Monday. So what we're going to do is do pre-confessions, and you tell me what you're about to do this weekend that you're not supposed to do. Don't call in here with your name. Give me a fictitious name so you won't be throwing yourself under the bus. All right? That's how we're doing it.
All right. 877-29-STEVE. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Line 5, Cat. We're talking to Nikki.
Nikki.
Hey.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tommy. Hey, Shirley. Hey, Carla.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. What's up, girl?
Uh-huh. Well, this weekend, my husband is going out of town. Uh-huh. And so I'm going to cheat with his best friend.
Okay.
Yes. Talk to me, Nikki.
Nikki.
You better not try to help nobody up in here.
What just happened?
It's just so
now, Nikki, how long this been going on, baby?
Going on for a little while, but it's more like a revenge sex.
My husband,
he doesn't know that I saw him creeping into the neighbor's house like 3 doors from us. Mm-hmm. I came home early from work, but I used my coworker's car, and I was sitting in the parking lot, and I saw it. So I said, okay, I got some for your ass. So this weekend, he's going out of town, and I'm going to be with his best friend.
Okay, now, Nikki, you know it doesn't always turn out the same when women do it. You know there's a double standard, right? You got that. We can't do what they do. You know.
Nikki can go do what she's doing this weekend.
But you know it's double standard now. We take a lot of the men back who cheat on us, but men don't necessarily take women back who've cheated on them. Now that's
he's not finna find out what Nikki doing. He's not finna find this out.
He knows her voice.
She on the radio.
Yes.
Her name ain't Nikki. What's wrong with y'all?
She can't change her voice.
Her voice is Nikki all day.
Nikki, when he leaving? Tomorrow morning?
Huh?
When is he leaving town? Tomorrow
trying
morning?
To change your voice now.
He's leaving Friday morning.
Tomorrow? Uh-huh.
Tomorrow. Okay, cool. When he come back? Sunday evening?
Monday.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got some good time. What oh, y'all going to do?
Everything in the book.
Now, what if he double back and sit in the parking lot like you did?
I'm not going to be. I ain't no fool. I ain't going to do it at my house.
All right. Please, all right. All right. You smart. You smart. You think you're strong.
Like
y'all, now, y'all going to get.
I'm not even going to be in the same city and state where I live at. That is stupid. I ain't trying to get caught.
Oh, that's stupid. Okay.
Go ahead. You smart. Get out of town.
Okay.
Now, Nikki, by you leaving town and him leaving town, is there a possibility y'all going to the same town?
No.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Okay.
Y'all got kids, Nikki?
No, none. That's none whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Okay. How long y'all been married, baby?
About 6 years.
Yeah. That's by the time you get that
coming
itch.
Coming up to that 7-year itch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope it all work out for you, baby. Do everything.
Work out?
Huh?
No, we don't.
I promise you, I will let you know time.
Hit me Monday. Let me know how it went.
Oh, my goodness.
I sure will.
All right, baby. Good luck to you.
Right.
Y'all be safe, though, huh?
All right.
And when you get where you're going, just order room service. Don't go out that room.
All right. The only thing Nikki's got going for at this point is that women are smarter cheaters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
We know
we're
that.
Better at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're not condoning it. All right. Line 6.
Well, let's she didn't call him.
Let's go to Keisha. Double standard. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Ain't nothing like a Keisha. Hey, Keisha.
Hey, I like you too, Nephew Tommy. Hey. Good morning, morning show. Good morning.
Hey, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
What's the confession?
We're good.
We good, baby.
Well, my confession is, you know, I work so much. I work these two jobs at 11 to 7, then I work at 9 to 3. And so since I'm off on Saturday, I think I'm going to go buy me a wig and be somebody else. And the guy who answered the phone told me he think I should be Catholic. So what's a good Catholic name for me, y'all? What's a good Catholic name? And let me just give y'all my description, too, because I don't even know. I'm real chocolate, you know, but I look real good with them free white teeth, real pearly. Yeah, you know.
So you gonna be somebody else and go where?
I ain't gotta go. I don't know. I gotta get out of my city.
Ooh, get it together, Keisha.
Get your plan.
Keisha Medallion Jones.
Happy y'all. When I get off of work, I work so much. So this is why I'm so undecided because I didn't even know I was off this weekend, right?
Right.
So I don't know if I want to go shoot the Philly or if I want to go to the D. But, you know, when I go to
What's
certain cities, you know, I still got to be, you know, still a little low-key because I got family everywhere.
Okay, let's slow. Keisha, slow down. Keisha, do you have a man?
I'm scared for Keisha.
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh.
Be scared for me. Be very afraid because his ass, he know my voice.
Okay, Keisha,
he be smelling me, y'all.
Mm-hmm. So, Keisha, y'all live together?
Are we together now, currently, in a relationship?
Yeah. I mean, do y'all live together?
Do we work together?
Live together.
Keisha.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay. So you finna.
He's already going out of town. Look, I ain't even opt to go with him. Any other time, I'll be like, oh, I want to go. Where's my plane ticket? Hell no, not this weekend. When I found that I had to be at work, I was like, oh, yeah, you going where? Oh, babe, have so much fun. I'll even pay for the room. He said, bitch, what you doing? I said, okay,
bye, Keisha.
I ain't going to.
Keisha, gotta let you go. You done cursed on us, baby.
Cat, bye, Keisha.
Too much.
Hope you caught that.
All right,
I knew she was going there.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming?
Yeah, let's go to line one and talk to Phil out of Georgia.
Phil.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
And can we
I'm
just
good,
say,
my man.
Before we get to the phone call, no cussing, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Please. No cussing. Go ahead.
All right, Phil, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? Tommy, Shirley, Carla, how y'all guys doing this morning?
Phil.
What's up, Phil?
What's the confession, Phil?
My confession is I'm going to try something different a little this weekend. I met this girl on a job. I work with, you know, people with disabilities, stuff like that. But I met this girl on the job. She got a disability herself, and I think I'm planning on taking her out.
You going to take her out?
That's nice.
Why not?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. What's her disability?
Oh, she got one leg shorter than the other one.
Bye, Phil.
No. By my hands. No, she got one leg shorter than the other.
We gotta go.
Cautious about it, you know, to make her feel good. I told her that ain't nothing. There's no problem to me, you know. Hey, she's still cute. She's fine. She's fine. I'm trying to tell you, she's fine. With disability and all, I told her. She
so it's a heel on one shoe and a udden flat.
I hate both of them.
Huh? See, we got to balance this all some kind of way, y'all. Is it a heel on one shoe and the other shoe flat? That's all I'm asking you, Phil.
Can we go to commercial break now?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of pre-confessions with the nephew. Because what nephew?
Oh, I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. We didn't get to do weekend confessions on Monday, so we're doing pre-confessions. Tell me what you're about to do.
877-29-STEVE, call us.
You know you're about to.
All right, let's go to the phones. Another
what
ignorant
you
segment
about?
On this ignorant show. Here we
Come
go.
On. This is Lying. A beautiful segment.
What is it? What is it?
This is pre-confession, where you confess before you doing what you're going to do this weekend. That's all it is, Shirley. They're just letting us know what they're about to do. Don't.
All right. We didn't get a chance to do.
Shirley, quit worrying about it.
We didn't get a chance to do weekend confessions Monday. So here we go. Line 8, Tina out of Illinois.
Morning, Tina.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. What's your confession, baby?
Well, I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for almost 13 years now. We were together since high school. I'm 28 and he's 30, but we have 8-year-old son, and what he doesn't know is this weekend I'm leaving him.
You leaving him this weekend?
Oh, let me put my.
I am leaving him once a year. He goes on a nice big old trip with his friends, all the guys, and they stay going for a week. And this year they're going to Miami. He's leaving Friday. He's going to be gone for a year, and he's coming home, and I won't be here.
Hold on, he's gone for a week. You mean?
For a week. Yep.
Okay, so he leave tomorrow.
And I'm leaving him. He leaves tomorrow, and I'm going to my stuff. Actually, I'm not taking anything with me. I went and got a new place already. It already has furniture and everything.
That's how you leave. You get your place set up. You ready to rock and roll.
I'm gone.
Okay. Now, is it going to be like a note waiting on him when he get back?
I'm just gone. He has, he's been seeing other women for the past 4 or 5 years now. He has he has another child from another relationship, and I tried to forget
it.
Yeah, I prayed on it and tried to get him to go to counseling, and he's still doing what he wants to do when he thinks I don't know about it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm done fighting.
That's right.
I don't have no more screaming. I don't have no more crying. I have nothing else. I'm gone.
We applaud you, Tina. That's right.
Girl, from the place of Mary J. Blige for you.
I don't want a bed sheet out of that place. I don't want nothing. I'm leaving everything.
You're leaving everything.
Yeah, I love it.
So you just got your belongings and you out tomorrow. When he leave, you leave.
Just
like that. He's leaving this weekend for a week, and I'm taking me and my son. I just taking our clothes. We're hitting the road. He's going to come home to nothing.
Okay.
I love it, girl.
Yeah, that's how you leave. Yeah.
That's how you leave, Tina. I ain't mad at you, girl.
Okay. That was a confession.
Well, Tina, take the toilet paper, too. Leave him in a bad situation. At least take that paper out of there. Take all toilet paper.
Tommy is so stupid.
Tina, talk to your eldest grandmother. Ooh, I remember my mama. One time, my grandmother told my mama, pack the trash, baby. Take it all. Take it all. I love it.
We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
Hey, man, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Steven Jr. on their way to the Philippines for the Miss Universe pageant. Well, I'll give you some details about that a little later in the show. Right now, Carla, come on, girl.
Oh, girl, you know I'm in love with him.
You're having a new edition Thursday, ain't you?
Yeah. Hey, Ronnie.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll be back, I know, right? We'll be back at 48 after the hour. We'll come back and close out the show, tell you what Steven Jr. is doing down at in the Philippines at the Miss Universe pageant.
Philippians.
Give you some update on Venus and Serena Williams, too. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We'll be back to close out the show. Last break of the morning this Thursday.
Yeah.
Cut up. Ooh. Cut up loud.
All right. Again, we said it earlier. Our condolences go out to the husband and the family of Mary Tyler Moore. Mary Tyler Moore passed away yesterday. She was 80 years old. Several stations are going to play tribute to Mary Tyler Moore. They're going to Sundance TV will air an all-day marathon of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I love that show. They're going to do that on Saturday. Our girl Gail King is going to host Mary Tyler Moore Love Is All Around, one-hour special. Tonight at 9 p.m. on CBS, and then Sunday, MeTV will air six of the most famous episodes of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I'm sure one of them will be that funeral of Chuckles the Clown, when she couldn't help but laugh at the funeral. Remember that?
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. If you ever watched the Mary Tyler Moore Show, that was one of the most famous episodes.
Most famous.
Uh-huh.
It's a classic. Mm-hmm. Some good spinoffs out of that, too.
Rhoda.
Yeah. Oh.
Ted, what did Ted? What show was Ted's?
You mean his spinoff? Yeah. Too Close for Comfort.
Too Close for Comfort. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they were working in that newsroom.
Oh, yes, pile up in there.
With Betty White.
Uh-huh. And we mentioned that Steve and Junior are off today. They are on their way to the Philippines. Steve will be hosting the Miss Universe pageant again.
Let's pray.
It was 1 year ago today that Steve hosted the pageant. They asked him back. He made the ultimate blunder during the show when he was crowning the winner. The memes last year, were on fire.
You saw that ignorant face he had when he made that mistake?
Yes.
That's that same ignorant-ass face he had when he was standing next to Trump on a couple weeks ago.
That same ignorant-ass face.
We just sitting there looking like, well, you need to stop this. Every year, you do something we got to pray you out of. Stop. Y'all ain't got tired of it. You're 60. You got to quit doing this.
He ought to be exhausted.
You ought to be just tired of this. Every year you got something ignorant you finna do.
You're stupid.
Quit having meetings with white people that you don't know what.
Stop that. He don't know what to say at the meeting.
He just be.
As you can see, the jokes were nonstop. Supergroup Boys to Men will be performing for the show, and then they're going to join Real Housewives of Atlanta's Cynthia Bailey. She's going
to
be one of the
judges.
She's
supposed to be judging?
Yeah. Miss Universe pageant will be live this Sunday night on Fox.
Yep. Live, girl.
7 p.m., 6 Central, so check it out.
Tune in at the very end and see how we do it.
We also have to say congratulations to Venus and Serena. They will, they reign in the tennis world, of course.
I don't like watching them play each other, though. That's got to be hard for their parents.
As Venus said, you know, they both win. Whoever wins, whoever loses, they both win. That's what she said. Today in Melbourne, Australia, the sisters achieved another milestone, each advancing to the Australian Open final. They will face each other for the ninth time. And the first, they haven't done it in a while. This is the first time they'll be together since 2009. This is for a Grand Slam title, a Serena Williams win. Serena, if she wins, this will be her 23rd Grand Slam title.
Wow.
She'll surpass Steffi Graf for the most in the Open era.
Go
and
ahead,
Tommy, this one is for you.
What?
Say happy birthday to your girlfriend.
Who?
Ellen DeGeneres. Today is her birthday.
Boy.
Yeah.
So I love me some Ellen, boy.
Today is your birthday. Her birthday. She makes 59 today.
Happy birthday, Ms. Ellen.
Mm-hmm. We love Ellen.
Yeah.
Shirley, I was trying to say back when you were talking about Venus and Serena, I read an article where their mother, they asked her, how does she handle it when they have to meet and play each other? And she says she just sit there. She can't clap. She just turn her head back and forth. Watch the game.
I love you too.
Right. Yeah. And like Serena said, she put it in the most sisterly way she could. And I'm sure she wants to win. But she said, whoever wins, we both win.
Right. Yeah, that's
no, it's still a win because they love each other. They truly each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
They really, really do. You guys heard about this real quick. Emirates Airlines, okay, reportedly, you know, the rich, that's the rich airlines. They fly back and forth to Dubai.
The one that's upstairs
like
with
that.
The bar, that one.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, exactly.
The one Uncle Steve be taking a shower in when he
exactly.
go to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one.
They're reportedly giving their first class passengers on their overnight flights a pair of moisturizing pajamas. Moisturizing PJs. They have something called Hydra Active Microcapsule Technology, and apparently they release sea kelp to moisturize your body as you relax. So you go.
So your skin won't get dry.
Yeah.
That's wet pajamas is all that is. They just put some lotion inside some pajamas and told you to put them on. That's all that is. That ain't nothing but some Jergens.
Bye. We love you. Thank you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.